Now, despite those numbers, farmers we spoke with say they fear these cost increases could put them over the edge. Here's some of what they told us.
My name is Russell Baining. My family and I farm right south of San Antonio. We're buying nitrogen right now, and it's about 40% higher than it was, you know, 2 or 3 months ago, but before the conflict. Let's just say that.
I'm Lance Lillibridge from Benton County, Iowa. We booked most of our fertilizer before the conflict in Iran. However, some of it we did not because it was too expensive. We're probably going to go without that particular nutrient on our crop this year. A lot of other farmers are doing the same thing.
My name is Matt Frostick. I have a crop and livestock operation in Michigan. In January, we were looking at nitrogen for about $350 a ton. Today, that number is bouncing around $600.
Steve Turner, I'm a farmer in northwest Illinois, located about 40 miles northwest of Springfield. We've got a lot of our inputs paid for, but I'm afraid we're going to be looking at some elevated prices for a while.
There's people saying, well, there's 80% of the fertilizer has already been purchased for this year's crop. And we actually heard that figure from USDA. Even if 80% is pre-purchased and the other 20% goes up 50% or more, it can still be a pretty good hit for you.
The reality is we're not breaking even. We didn't break even the last 2 years.
With the increases in the input prices, there are no margins. They appear to be zero at this point.